Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. Good morning to my young people all over the earth. Good morning, young people. I am here again this morning to represent you today. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. And we are here to represent our young people from babies all the way up to 25 years old. We are here to represent you people, the young people today. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. We are glad to be here again. We're glad to be here again. I would like to first give a God of Israel the glory and honor for this Talk for Kids Radio Channel. He is the one that told me to begin it. He's the one that told me to start it and begin to speak for our young people all over the earth, because our young people need a lot of help and a lot of understanding and a lot of wisdom and knowledge, because the parents are no good. You parents are no good. You are no good for your children. And I'm just being honest, and I'm just telling you what I know and what I am hearing from the God of Israel. You parents are no good for your children. You never have been. This has been going on for generations and generations and generations. You think that you are a good parent. You think that. But we're going to go into our broadcast today to identify some serious issues that's going on today with our youth today and our young people. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Guest call-in number 515-605-9790. Please feel free to call in to voice your concern or opinion. Today, our radio topic today, our topic today for the broadcast is the Joneses. Mama, I need Jordan's Xbox Generation of Era. Let me read the topic again. The Joneses. Do y'all know what a Joneses is? Do you know what the Joneses are? If you don't know, I'm going to help you to figure that out today, parents. The Joneses. Mama, I need some Jordans. I need an Xbox. Generations of Era. That's exactly where we are today concerning our society and our young people today. The Joneses. I am your host, Elisheba. What is the Joneses? The Joneses is anything that you love in this world more than you love your children, more than you love your life, more than you love your God. The Joneses. It could be a house. It could be cars. It could be money. It could be sex. It could be drugs. It could be alcohol. Any kind of material possession. That's what most people in this world are chasing, instead of looking after your children and trying to protect your children and make sure your children are safe and make sure you are teaching your children the way that you need to teach them and raise them and bring them up. You're chasing the Joneses. It could be Christianity, any kind of religion, organization, church, mosque. It could be religion. A Jones, the Jones is it could be religion. And you got a lot of parents today that love their religion so very much that they neglect their children. They neglect their children. Yes, you always in church. You're always sitting up there on that pew trying to listen to something about Jesus. You always in church. Sunday you in church. Friday you in church. Wednesday you in church. Every time the church go home, you in church. And your little Johnny and your little May-May and Boo-Boo sitting at home with no guidance. Because you dedicate your whole life to Christianity, a false religion that ain't going to do nothing for you or your children. I'm a living witness of these things, people. That's why I can speak about it. I'm a living witness of these things. Yeah, my mama sent me to church every Sunday, but did it do anything for me? No, it's a Joneses. It's something that you feel you got to do. What's the Joneses with the young people? They want Jordans, Xbox, cell phones. Everything in this world is nothing but Joneses. You got so many young men and young women incarcerated in jail because they wanted some Jordan gym shoes. Who is Jordan? Jordan ain't nobody. He ain't nobody but a black man that the white man made wealthy. He ain't nobody. Why do you have to, you know, hurt somebody or do something to somebody to wear a pair of Jordans? Why? Because the parents have destroyed the children. They destroyed the children. Yes. Yes, parent, you have destroyed your own children. And you wonder why little Billy and Kaya and them is acting the way they acting and doing the things they doing because you haven't been a good parent. You haven't been a good mother. You haven't been a good father. And your mama and your daddy wasn't no good. And her mama and her daddy wasn't no good. And it just goes on and on. Generation of era. Era. Generation. Of era, a blank society. All you people care about, your parents care about, then you don't raise your children to care about the things that you cared about growing up. All y'all care about, going to church. If it's not church, going to a club, going dancing and partying. Drinking, smoking, getting your nails and your hair done. Going to work, going to school. Why you neglect your child and your children. They ain't getting no love from you, no support from you, no nothing from you. Nothing. No hugs, no kisses, no nothing. And all you can say, oh, I was a good parent to them when they was little. I was a good parent. I showed them the right way. I told them. No, you didn't tell them nothing. What did you tell them? Go to school. Be respectful when you grow up. What is that going to do for a child's mind? He need wisdom. She need knowledge. She need understanding to how to maintain a good and healthy, productive life. How to think. How to use her mind. So yes, people. Talk to Kids Radio Chat. Guest call in now. 515-605-9790. Look at our young people. Look at our young people all over the world. They have absolutely no direction. And some of y'all young people don't grow up to be old people. And you still ain't got no direction. You still don't got no sense. You still don't got no understanding. You still don't have nothing. Why? Because your mom and your daddy didn't teach you nothing. Because they didn't know nothing. They was dumb just like you dumb. It speaks for itself. If you dumb, your parents was dumb. Because they didn't teach you nothing. Because their parents didn't teach them nothing. They was dumb. What? They taught you how to get a job? What is that? That ain't nothing to help your mind and your knowledge and your understanding. What is a job? It's absolutely nothing. There's something going to help you pay a bill. Ain't going to teach you no sense. Ain't going to give you no knowledge and no wisdom. That's what they taught us. Go to school and get so you can get a good job. That's all my mama ever said to me. Go to school so you can get a good job. She ain't taught me nothing about life. A few little things she taught me. But not nothing. So I can be a beautiful, healthy, wonderful woman when I grow up into this world. So yeah, you parents, you got all kind of parents right now killing their kids. Your daddies, oh my God. The fathers are more terrible than you. Both of them, both the parents are terrible, the mom and the dad. The Joneses. Them daddies don't care nothing about them kids. Don't care nothing about them children. All them daddies care about is getting some sex. That's all men care about, sex. They love sex. They love sex. That's why some of them got one a wife with four and five other wives or four or five other women. They love sex. They selfish. They only care about their own self, what they thinking about, what they doing. They don't give a damn about them children at all. And that's why our little boys are messed up today. They don't even know what a man is. The average man today walking around don't even know what a man is. If I ask a man right now what a man is, they can't even describe it to me, what a man is. All the thing they're going to describe to me is what their mama taught them about, what a man is. They don't know. They don't know. They little boys and they little boys and they thinking. They chases the Joneses. They chasing jobs, they chasing money, they chasing women, sex, drugs, alcohol, clothes, Jordans. You got grown men at 30, 40, 50 years old still playing Xbox 360 or PlayStation 5 at 30 and 40, 50 years old. This is a child in his mind. He's a child. Now, what grown man got in a sense sitting in front of an Xbox at 35 years old playing an Xbox? But that's how you've been programmed since you was a little boy. Your mama or your daddy did an Xbox in front of you at 2 years old and shut the door and told you, don't come out. Just stay in there and play the Xbox. And you stayed in there from day in to day out playing that Xbox. The Xboxes, the video games have destroyed so many men, so many women, so many little boys and little girls. They're still destroying right now today. So I have a scripture right now that I would like to read. I have a scripture that I would like to read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. 1 John 2, 15. Don't nobody care about children. No, I don't care about no disconnect. None of you pastors, none of you elders, nobody. Y'all don't care about no children. If you cared about children, they wouldn't be in the predicament that they're in right now. If you cared about children. If you care about your children or any child, they would not be in the predicament that they are in mentally, physically, and emotionally that they are in right now. No, you don't care. Your mama didn't care. Nobody cared. Did my mama care about me when I was a child? Absolutely no. Absolutely not, people. Generation error. Oh, no. Do my mama care about me today? No. Absolutely no. Okay. Let's go to 1 John 2:15. And it reads like this. Love not the world. Okay. The God of the Bible is telling you, parents, love not the world. You love the world, and you love everything in the world, which is the Joneses, which is the system. Everything that's designed in the world is designed to keep you under mind control and programming of the mind from one generation to the next. Love not the world. You can't love your house. You can't love your job. You can't love your cars. You can't love your clothes, your joys, and your Xbox. All that stuff is the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Love not the things that are in the world. You can't love your fake nails and your booty shots and your weeds down to your butt. The God of Israel said, don't love these things. But he told you to love your children. He told you to love your children. And don't provoke your children to wrath and anger over there in the book of Ephesians. He told you, parents, to love your children. You haven't demonstrated no love to your child. That's why these men, they don't know how to love no women today. They don't know how to love no woman. None of you men. I say 95% of you men don't know how to love no woman. Why? Because your mama never taught you about love or your daddy how to love. Because they didn't love you and they didn't demonstrate love to you. So you can't give anything. Generation error. Generation error. Can't y'all see it? Can't you see all this generation error? These men killing their own children. Killing their own children. Killing their wives. Killing their girlfriends. The jails are running over with people like this. Just killing their kids. They hate their children. That's why they kill them. They don't like them. They hate them. That's what they got from their mom and their daddy growing up, hatred. You know how long little Ted was looking for his mama to hug him every day? The mama never hugged him. The mama never said, I love you, little Ted. Never hugged her own child. The daddy never hugged his own son. Love not the world, say 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Neither the things that's in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If any man love the world, see, the world is full of Joneses. Joneses. See, that's a street name for material possession. Joneses. It said, love not the world. Don't love nothing more than you love your children and your God. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So if you don't got God loving you because you love everything in the world, you ain't got no love inside, period. The Joneses, they destroyed my life. They destroyed my life from a little girl all the way up until where I am now today. The Joneses will destroy your life. Y'all think this is a game, what's going on in this world? All these children dying at the hands of their parents. You think it's just a little game. You know, you really don't care. It's not me. It's not my son. It's not my daughter. Well, it might be your son or daughter. Something serious is going on in this earth. Something serious is wrong with these people in this world. Something very, very disturbing is wrong with these men and these women. Something so very disturbing. This is the society that we are living in. We don't have human emotional feelings. So let's say here in verse 16, well, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. The lust, the joys, that's the lust of the flesh. The little, you put joys on your little baby feet at 1 year old. You programming that child at 1 year old to love Georgian. Program. I know I did it to my son. He messed up today. Yeah, he messed up today. I did it to my oldest son. Programmed him to love Jordan so much. Yeah, he can't wear another shoe on his feet right now. He got to wear Jordan. Do you see what I can see what I did to my own child. I messed him up. Mentally, he messed up. Anytime you love something so much that you can't put nothing else on your feet but that, then you mentally messed up in the mind. So what if you can't get no joints? Young man, young old man, because you got a lot of old men still got to wear Jordans at 50 years old. What if you can't get no joints? What you going to do? Exactly what they are doing, going out to try to rob somebody and take the money and go buy them some Jordans. I know so many young people in jail today because they couldn't wear no Jordans. They went out and robbed somebody and killed somebody trying to get some money to buy them some Jordans and an Xbox 360. Stupid parents, stupid people, and stupid world, and you raising your children to be stupid, just like you are stupid. You stupid, then you raising your child to be stupid. My mama raised me to be stupid, but thank the God of Israel that he's giving me some sense now. She's stupid. She's still stupid at 80 years old. Yes. Still ain't got no sense. Still ain't got no knowledge. Still ain't got nothing at 80 years old. Stupid. Everybody's stupid. Because I know that. I can look out there in our world and see all the stupidity in the world. Because y'all people ain't doing nothing but chasing Joneses and loving the world and the things in the world. That's all y'all care about. What's out there? What I, you know, I got to go on my vacations. And you don't care about your children. You just stick them up in the schoolhouse. That's all you do. Stick them up in the school. Stick them up in the school. Stick them up in the school. Stick them up in the room with the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation. Stick them up in the church house. The church bus come and get them on Sunday and Bible study night and youth night. Stick them up in church. That's all you do. Stick the children everywhere. And you ain't spending no time with them. They ain't getting nothing from you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're teaching all the young men and women, little girls and boys how to be weak because they weak. Teaching them how to be cowards. Teaching them how to be fearful. Teaching them how to obey the government and whatever they tell them to do. Yes, this is what you're teaching your children. Absolutely nothing but be submissive to the government. One moment. I'll be right back with y'all. One minute. Okay, look, I'm back, people. Sorry about that. Let's just drink a little bit of my tea. So we're here, Talk with Kids Radio Channel. We're live today, live. Guest call-in number, 515-605-9790. Right now, we read the 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. So it says, let's read verse 16. It says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. It's not of the Father. All people, all. Everything that my mama, her mama and them have taught us. And now it's continuing with us teaching our children. It is the lust of the flesh. George is just the lust of the flesh. Xbox is just the lust of the flesh. Levi's and all your material possessions and your big vacations you like to go to, all of that, your big cars and your big houses and stuff that you like to have and buy, is the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. It's not of the Father. It's not of the God of Israel. It's of the world. So everything that you people are spending all your life on, and then you're training your children to spend all their life on to try to do and have when they get grown and grow up, is the lust of the flesh. It is the pride of life. And it's not of the Father. It is of the world. So that's why your young people are dying. That's why your young people are committing suicide. That's why your young people are miserable. That's why your young people are not happy. That's why your young people have mental illness. That's why your young people, the jails are overrunning with them. Why? Why? Because you have taught the young people the lust of the flesh and the pride of life, which is the Joneses. Everything in this world, you have taught them that they need it. They got to have it. Yeah, when you finish school, little Sarita, when you finish school, I want you to buy you a big house, you know, get you a good job. See, this is all the parents talk to the children about. When they grow up to get a good job, ain't no good job. There's no job that is a good job, because guess what? Again, that's part of loving the world and the things in the world. Ain't no good job. The only good job that you're going to ever have is to work for the God that put you in this earth. That's a job right there. Oh, little Bill, grow up, you're going to have go get a good education, go to college, you know. It's still good. See, this is just generational of dumb stupidity programming of the mind that cannot help the children. That's why they don't want to live. It was okay for you and your mom and them to do that stuff. It was okay for you. Your mama told you to get a job and all that, but the children today, they need something else. They're not happy with you just telling them, oh, when you grow up, go to school, go to college, and get a good job. They're not happy with that. Maya, okay. That's not making them feel good about living, because they don't look at your life. They don't see. Children are very smart. You know, y'all think children are, you know, they just children. They don't know nothing. They so smart. They way smarter than some of you grown people. They don't look at your life. They look at their mama life and their daddy, like when the dad at home, 90% of the dad is 90% household with the child. So they don't look at your life, mama. They don't look at your life. Yeah, they don't look at your life, mom. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, well, my mama went to school, and my mama went to college, and my mama went to church, and my mama did this, but I don't see nothing good in my mama's life. I don't see nothing that my mama have. I don't see nothing that my daddy got. I don't see nothing that they have. So how can they tell me to do what they did, and they go, my life going to be good? No, I don't believe that. So you cannot convince the children today that going to church going to help them, because they know going to church will not help them, because guess what? It didn't help you. See, let me talk to you people. Talk for Kids Radio channel today. Going to church didn't help you. So your child and your children are looking at that. Oh, go to work. Well, you've been working, mama, for 20 years and we're still hungry. We're still hungry, mom. So how can you telling me to go to school and finish school and get a good job? Well, mama, you've been working 20 years, dad. You've been working 30 years, and we're still hungry.
We still ain't got no food. We still ain't got nothing in our refrigerator to eat, no clothes on our back. We got to go to the thrift store and buy our shoes and our clothes. I got to go in the corner somewhere and try to make me some my hustle. So no, Mama, me getting a good job, that ain't the answer either, Mom. That ain't the answer either. See, you can't fool the young children no more like they fooled us growing up. See, my mom and them could fool me with that stuff, with us with that. Finish school and go to church and get a job. But this generation today and this society that we're living in, they not going for that stuff. Because these kids are so smart today that they can look at a grown person life and they can look around them and see all the grown people around them in their neighborhood and the hood and all that. They looking at all of that. And they can see that you grown folks haven't got anywhere. So why should they do what you telling them to do? So no, they don't want to listen to you because you haven't showed them nothing that's going to make their life great. See, children are looking for greatness right now. They want to be great. They want to be different. They want to know something different. They want to advance their mindset and their knowledge. They don't want to be like you. Just accept a little job and go to church and all of that. They don't want that, go to college. No, they want to advance themselves to a higher understanding and a higher knowledge. So you cannot push all that stuff on the children about, you know, going to school and all of that stuff that you went through growing up. So some of them just commit suicide. They don't want to live no more. They don't want to live. They don't want to live because they can see that your life was miserable. Their daddy's life miserable. Their cousin life miserable. Their auntie life miserable. Everything around them is miserable. And they don't have nobody to support, to stand, to talk, to teach, to lead, to guide them into greatness. Into greatness. Yes, I supposed to be great. But my mom and my daddy destroyed me. Yes, I supposed to be great. Great and powerful, a woman of great integrity and strength. But my mama and my daddy destroyed me. What was they Joneses? Joneses, alcohol. They both was alcoholics. That was their Joneses. They loved alcohol. They had to have it every day, all day. Yeah. Yes. Little Connie, she's supposed to be great. What happened to little Connie? What happened to little Connie when she was a little girl? She got molested by her granddad. Mm-hmm. Little Connie got molested by her granddaddy. And it destroyed her mind. Now she's got mental issues. Now she got emotional childhood abuse going on with her life. Yes. What's happening to little Malika? Little Malika, she's 5 years old right now. She's been raped and molested by her daddy. And can't nobody see it. Her aunties can't see it. Her mama can't see it. Nobody can see it. Little Malika's being molested by the daddy. Every time the mama go out the door, every time the mama not home, little Malika's being raped by the daddy. See, this is the kind of things that's going on in our society, in our household. Yeah. What happened to little Thomas? or Tommy. Little Tommy right now, he's 7 years old. Yeah, he's 7 years old, little Tommy. And his cousin is gay. His little cousin is 10 years old, and he's gay. And he raping little Tommy every day, poking him in his little butt to make him gay just like him. See, y'all parents don't pay attention to your children. You don't pay attention. And that's what happened to me when I was growing up as a child. My mama didn't pay attention to me. My daddy didn't pay attention to me. They was always somewhere drunk or going to work or going somewhere to make some money that never did feed us. We were still hungry. They went to work every day. Please, people, wake up. The lust of the flesh and the pride of life is not of the Father. It's of the world. So you want to know why these young people killing themselves at 3 years old, hanging themselves in the closet at five, taking guns and shooting themselves down? You want to know? They're not happy. They're miserable. They're very miserable. Miserable. Don't want to live. Don't want to be. Don't have nobody to support and love them and hug them and talk to them and make them feel good. We don't have time for our children. We don't have time for our children. We only got time for church. We only got time to go to work. We only got time to go to school, get our PhD for our college, so we could be a doctor or whatever. And then we still, once we become a doctor, we still ain't got time. So what's going to happen to the little boy and the little girl, your little children? They're going to grow up empty. They're going to grow up lost. They're going to grow up destroyed. Them joys ain't going to help. I don't care how many joys you put on their feet. Joys cannot show the children that you love them. Joys is not going to show the children that you love them and that you're there for them to support them. So y'all think that's so cute, parents. You could buy your kids some joys and put them on their feet and buy them some Levi's or True Religions or whatever, a Gucci belt or, you know, a Louis Vuitton bag. Or yeah, you think that stuff is so cute. That means absolutely nothing to the children. For that moment, they're smiling because they got a pair of brand new Jordans on their feet and an Xbox that you bought them for Christmas. For that moment, they're smiling. But after that moment is over, after that moment is finished, they go right back into their depression. They go right back into their misery. They go right back into their pain. They go right back into feeling empty and lost and confused. The jails, crowded. The mama don't drown the baby and kill the three kids and throw the kid in the garbage can and chop the kid up and put him in the refrigerator. The daddy done killed the little girl or raped the little girl and molested the child. And, so many things. This is a epidemic of a dysfunctional world where people have been destroyed by their parents. People have been destroyed by their parents. Why did the man kill his mom? The mom was putting up groceries. I heard it on the news. She was in the house putting groceries up. She had just came from the grocery store. A black man. His mama was like 50-some years old. She's black too. She was putting groceries up in the refrigerator, right? And her son came behind her with a knife and slit her throat to death. A little black son now, about 20 years old. killed his mama. Why did he kill his mama? Why did that little black little boy kill his mama? When all the neighbors in the news saying that she was a good mother and why? Something was disturbing there. Something that young boy, a young man, was going through emotionally to make him kill his own mom. Do you think just throwing him up in a jailhouse and throwing him up in a youth home or juvenile home or correction center going to help these kids? No. When they come out of jail or wherever they got them, they're going to be more vicious when they put them in there. See, this is not helping our children. This is not helping our children. That young man, he needs somebody to really seriously sit down in front of him, put him in front, and let it all come out, what is inside of him. Even harboring bitterness, even harboring pain, even harboring confusion, even harboring misery ever since he was a child. And he react. He never got what he needed from his mama. I know y'all gonna say he had a demon in him and they got a demon in him and the devil told him. No, man, no. It's called childhood mental abuse or childhood emotional abuse. That's what it's called. And let me read another scripture. Verse 17, or the same, 1 John 2:17. And then I got another one I'm going to read. And the world passed away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abide forever. You hear me, people? The world will pass away. The world will pass away. Everything that the Joneses is the world, okay? The Joneses is the world. It's all going to pass away. Your joys, your Xboxes, your nails, your weeds, your everything, your yachts, your vacations, your jewelry, your cars, it's all your education system, everything going to pass away. And the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abide. What is the will of God? That you love your children. Matter of fact, let me get to that scripture. In Ephesians. That you love your children. This is the will of God. And that you love him. That you love your children. I'm going to get the scripture in a minute. So I'm here today because I actually care what's happening to our youth and our young people today. They've been destroyed. Yes. All these men in the world, they are such weak, miserable men. I never seen so many miserable, weak men in my life. So many miserable, weak, stupid, dumb, foolish men. My God,
You see how your mama raised you, bruh? You see how your daddy raised you, bruh? Oh, my God. I never in my life seen so much men in this world that just don't have no sense. They just don't have no sense. Because the mom and the dad ain't taught them no sense. They didn't have none. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All they know how to do is put their pants on and put their Jordans on and tie their shoes up on their feet, put their wallet in their pocket, and the little money that they got in their pocket, and put their clothes on and go to work. That's all they know how to do. Stupid man. Dumb. Dumb. And the God of Israel created a man first. And this is why our little children and all you little young men ain't got no sense. Because the men don't have none. They're dumb. So they're not teaching the young men nothing. Because they don't know nothing. Yesterday I was in the presence about 9 young men. I mean, men 20 years old, 22 years old. And I was teaching them. I was teaching them. And I was asking them questions. I was asking them. Because I teach young people. That's what I do. I was asking them questions. What do they want to do in their life? What kind of goals they have? What is it that they trying to do with their life? You know, none of them could answer the question. And I have about 9 young men here. None of them could ask. Young men. I ain't talking about no women. I only had 1 young woman here. I had 9 young men. From the age of 20 to 23, 24, 25. And I asked them, and they couldn't answer. They don't have no direction. No, it's so sad to me. I just wanted to cry right there. It is so sad to see young men don't have no direction, no knowledge, no understanding. Yeah, they went to the Catholic church. They went to the Christian church. But that ain't going to give you no direction and no knowledge and no understanding and no nothing. I almost cried, people. I almost cried. And I began to teach them. And I began to talk to them. And I began to tell them things. And they left me. They sit down and listen to me for about an hour. And they left me all happy and smiling and said, I need more of this. I need more. I need more. They left here feeling fulfilled. They left here feeling like they actually learned something, like they actually got something from me that could help them. All these 50-year-olds. 60-year-old, 70-year-old, and I had a 50-year-old man here. I had 2 of them here. And I told the young man, you see this 50-year-old man? Look at him. Look at his life. He have nothing. He poor. He been working all his life, and look at him. He ain't got no shoes on his feet. He ain't got no good clothes. Nothing. He nothing. And you're going to be just like him. That's what I told the young man. You're going to be just like him if you don't get a hold to knowledge and wisdom and understanding what you got to do with your life from here. You're going to be just like this 55-year-old man with nothing. And they looked at me. And I made a lot of sense to them. I made a lot of sense to them young men. And they left out of here. See, people, your parents have failed you. My parents failed me. Your parents have failed you. They fell into children today, just like they felt you. Don't nobody know nothing. For real, I need y'all to think about that. Give me one moment. I'm going to go to Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. I'm going to find the scripture in Ephesians. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. It says, if you didn't be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, which Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your affection on things above and not on the things on the earth. Don't put your affection and your mentality and your strength on the things that's in the earth. And that's exactly what you parents are doing. And you're teaching your children to do that. You're teaching your children to love Jordans, Xboxes, cell phone, iPhones, Louis Vuitton, designer clothes. Churches, go to church. You're teaching your children on things that's in this earth, to love things in this earth. And because you have taught your children that, they empty. Because they see you putting a pair of Jordan on their feet and buying them Xboxes, all the Xboxes that done came out. Little Billy got every one of them. Every system that ever came out, you bought Lil Billy. But they are empty. They are empty. Because you have trained your child to set their affections on things in this earth and not on God, their Father. They don't even know who he is. I asked a young man yesterday, I say, who is God? Y'all hear me, people? Listen to me. I asked them young men yesterday that I was teaching, who is God? Not one of them could tell me who he was. Not one. But they could tell me where some Jordans is. They can tell me what some Nikes is, and they can tell me what an Xbox is, and they can tell me what a job is, and they can tell me about a college, and they can tell me about a car and a house. They can tell me all of them things, the Joneses. They can tell me all about the Joneses. They can tell me about some drugs and some alcohol. And some marijuana, some weed. They could tell me all of that. They could tell me about Jesus and, you know, going to the Catholic Church and all. They could tell me all of that. But they couldn't tell me nothing about God, the Father, the Creator. Absolutely nothing. So the older men, they have failed the young men. They have failed the young men to teach them, to train. I'm talking to you pastors now, and you elders, and you bishops, and you apostles, and you leaders. You have failed the young men to train them, to teach them I'm not talking about the God of the Christian church either. I'm talking about the Creator. The God of the Christian church, that's a fairy tale God. I'm talking about the real God here. So they could tell me nothing, kid. Young man. Strong young woman. I said, who is God? I don't know. I don't know nothing. So you think you leaders doing something? Y'all not doing nothing to help young people. You need to sit down. And I'd be glad when the God of Israel deal with y'all leaders at the Christian churches and all y'all churches, Mars, Muslim. I'd be glad when the God of Israel deal with y'all people. Because y'all need to sit down and get your ass out the way. Because you ain't doing shit to help young people. I'm not a Christian, so I can curse. Sit down. T.D. Jakes, sit your ass down, your fat ass. Now, the God of Israel is going to hurt you. Oh, you got a lot of young people at your church, TDJ. Oh, you got thousands of young people. But what are you teaching them? Nothing. They don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. All that motivation madness that you teach. Motivational madness. Oh, yeah, you can get whatever you want, and yeah, you just believe it, and oh, yeah, you're going to be the best you ever been. Just believe, and just keep reaching towards your goal, and yeah, just keep believing that, and you're going to be all you can be in your life, and all of that motivation, damn madness. That's all you teach. These young men and women ain't going to be the best of nothing because they don't know the God of Israel, number one. And they are connected to the Joneses. And they love the world and the things in the world. And they got their affection set on earthly things and not on heavenly things. Ain't got nothing to do with no church. Give me 1 minute. Okay, I'm going to read Ephesians now, chapter 6. Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, it say. But this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing and the admonition of the Lord. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Children, obey your parents and Ahia, the God of Israel. Children, obey your parents. It didn't say children, obey your parents that's in Jesus, that's in church, that's in none of that. Okay. It's right to obey your parents when your parents is obeying the God of Israel. When your parents is doing something that they need to do to help you. Why are you gonna obey your parent and your parent won't give you no food? I'm talking to for young people. Why would a young person obey their parents when their parents always sticking them up in their bedroom and telling them they can't talk and they can't go in the refrigerator, they can't do nothing until they tell them they can do it? Don't no child want to obey a parent that neglect them and mistreat them? No. Don't no child want to obey a parent that they can't get a hug from, that say that don't tell them that they love them, don't demonstrate no love in their life, no support in their life, no nothing in their life. You just be a good boy when you grow up. You just be a good slave. So when you grow up, be a good slave. Obey your government and just be good and do whatever the white man tell you. You'll be okay. Don't get nobody no trouble. That's how they tell us. Don't get nobody no trouble. You just be a good little boy and a good little girl. Don't hurt nobody. Don't fight nobody. What? You're teaching me how to be weak. You're teaching me how to be a coward. You're teaching me how to be fearful. You're teaching me how to be afraid. So you only supposed to obey your parents when they are doing something that's right, when they are right. When they are right and they're righteous, obeying the God of Israel, keeping the law, when they're doing that, then you obey them. You know how many little kids going to bed hungry because their mama got food in the refrigerator, but they got a lock on the refrigerator. They can't even go in the refrigerator and get nothing to eat. They have to go to bed hungry. On purpose, the parents are doing this. Mamas and daddies. Neglect. All my cousins was neglected by their mama. And they crazy today. All my cousins are crazy. I was neglected by my mom and dad. Hey, I only got sense because of God of Israel give me the sanity that I have. But yeah, she messed me up. My mama messed me up and my dad. All my cousins messed up. But they don't want to admit it. They don't want to accept it. They're gonna die in misery. They're gonna die carrying all of the wounds, all of them scars, all that torment and pain that they went through as children, growing up with their mama. She was an alcoholic. She used to beat them half to death every day she came home. She beat them half to death. Yes. Got so many men that rape their children and granddaddies rape their grandkids and aunties rape their little nieces and nephews and cousins raping their little cousins. And, oh, you got so much of that. I'm about to get ready to go. They say, honor the father. I'm reading Ephesians 6. Honor the father and the mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Honor the father. How am I honor my father? What father? Will I never see my father? Mama, I'll never see my daddy. Where my daddy at? How am I gonna honor somebody I never see? I don't know. I don't know my daddy. How am I honor him? I never seen my daddy a day in my life. That's what Todd is saying. And little Becky and all of them. I never seen my daddy in my life. How am I honor him? I don't even know him. Where is he? Somewhere in a drug house selling drugs. Somewhere in a crack house smoking crack. Somewhere in the whole house buying some a prostitute.
somewhere in a club, partying and dancing all night. Somewhere on the street corner selling drugs and dope. That's where he at. Somewhere in the jailhouse, locked down in prison for 30, 40 years. That's where he at, Mom. That's where my daddy at. I'm honored, my daddy. My daddy come to my house. He don't kiss me. He don't hug me. He don't talk to me. He don't say nothing to me. I can't honor him. Honor my mother. How could I honor my mother when my mother beat me? When my mama won't give me no food? When my mama take me to the Christian church and I tell her I don't like church, but she forced me to go anyway? How could I honor my mom? When my mama keeps sending me to school and I keep telling her the kids are beating me up and they talking about me and they making me feel bad. They calling me names. They want to fight me every time I get out of school. How could I honor my mama? Because my mama ain't treating me right. My mama not paying attention to me. My mama ain't helping me. My mama won't sit down and listen to what I'm telling her. She just tell me to shut up and go to my room. When I try to tell my mama how I feel, she just tell me to shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Pam, and go your ass to your room. Bop, knocked upside the head with a fist or a broom. How could I honor my mom? When my mama let me got molested, she sent me over my cousin's house, he raped me. She sent me to my granddaddy's house, he raped my grandma, raped me, my auntie. How can I honor my mama? My mama, she don't deserve no honor. My father don't deserve no honor from me. And that's why the children and the young people, old and young, are killing their parents today. They killing their mama. They killing their daddy. Because they have not got nothing from them growing up but misery and pain and rejection. I'm going to honor my mom. Telling me to go to school. I told her I don't want to go to school because that school evil. These people keep hurting me, Mom. I don't want to go there. Girl, shut up. You got to go to damn school. Get your ass in that room and get your damn clothes on. Take your ass up out of here and go to school or I'll whoop your ass. Oh, Mama, please don't send me. Don't send me to school, Mama. Them kids gonna beat me up. Oh, Mama, I don't want to go there. Shut your damn mouth. Hurry up on that damn school bus. Leave your ass. That damn school bus leave. I'm gonna whoop your ass. This is how the children are being treated. This is how they did. Oh, get ready. It's Sunday. We gotta go to church. Hurry up and get clothes on. You can't miss Jesus. The pastor already up probably preaching because you take it too long. Get in there and get some clothes on. Oh, Mama, please. I don't want to go to church. I don't like church. I don't like church. I don't like the people. I don't know what that pastor talking about. All I do is just sit there. I don't understand nothing they said. Mama, I don't want to go to church. Please don't make me go to church. I don't like church. You live in my damn house. You going to church. You live in here. You going to church. You ain't going to live up in my house and you don't go to church. Get them clothes on. Come on out of here, girl and boy. And they go sit up in church all day. Miserable. Miserable. Because they was forced to do something that they didn't want to do. Just because you're religious and you want to be religious and go up in that building they call church and listen to some man talk about a white man named Jesus, why force your children? If they don't want it, don't force them to go to church. The God of Israel never told you to force a child to go to church. As a matter of fact, he hates churches anyway. So the children got more sense than you got. They can see that the place evil. They can see that the place ain't talking about nothing. They can see that the place ain't teaching them nothing. They can see that they ain't learning nothing. Only you can't see it. But the child can see that it's doing absolutely nothing. Why? Oh, Jesus going to do this. Jesus going to help you. Jesus going to bless you. Jesus going to do this. And then the child go home, ain't no food in the refrigerator. Uh-huh. Well, Mom, the pastor said Jesus was going to do this and Jesus was going to help us, but why we ain't got no food, Mom? Well, you just got to believe and have faith, and we're going to get it in the minute. And that minute go by, and that day go by, and that hour, and that year, and the same old stuff. You're still hungry, and you ain't got nothing. No clothes on you. No shoes. Your little shoes got holes on the bottom of them. But you're sitting up in the church with holes under the bottom of your shoes, but God love you, Jesus love you, and everything love you, and he's going to bless you and help you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honor the mother and father, Ephesians say, Ephesians 6. This is the first commandment with promise. How can you honor your mother and father when they don't deserve honor? They don't deserve no honor. No, they don't deserve no honor. What mother and father in this earth deserve honor? Can somebody answer that? Please call. Call in to the radio channel and answer that. Anybody out there? What mother and father that you see in this earth today deserve honor? I don't see none, and I don't know none. Oh, she deserve honor because she sent me to school, and I graduated out of high school. And now I'm in college. No, she don't deserve no honor for that. Because that school ain't going to teach you nothing but to be a good little slave and go work on our jobs and our corporation and make the white folks wealthy and rich while you stay poor, broke, and hungry. Oh, so she don't deserve no honor for that. Oh, what about... Oh. Maybe I can honor my mom or my dad because they sent me to the best college and they paid for it. Oh, well, does she deserve honor for that? Because I went to the best college and the best university. Oh, I went to Harvard. That's one of the best colleges, Harvard. Oh, yeah, my mom paid for that. Yeah, my dad paid for that. Kathy, that's what she said. Look, Kathy, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She deserve honor for that? No, she don't deserve no honor for that. The only thing your mom and your dad deserve honor for, young people or anything, is when your mom and your dad is teaching you what is right. What is good, what is wholesome, what is real, what is knowledge, what is wisdom, what is reality, and not fantasy. See, most of them teach us fantasy.
fairy tales. Fairy tale. Fantasy teaching is fairy tale teaching. Oh, go to school. You're going to have a good life. You're going to get a good job. Oh, I got a PhD. I ain't even got a job. See, fairy tale. Yeah, that's what they teach us. Fairy tale. And that's why everybody's so programmed at 20 years old. And young men can answer nothing. I could ask a 50-year-old man right now or 80-year-old man, what do they want in their life? They got absolutely nothing there. Because they've been taught fairy tale all their life. Fables, Joneses, generation era. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do your mama really, my mama taught me how to be a good Christian, how to respect people, and how to respect people and how to be good and don't hurt nobody. Just be humble and just nice and to everybody. Oh, yeah, your mama taught you to be weak. Should she deserve honor for teaching you to be weak? No. The God of Israel never told your mama or your daddy to teach you to be weak. There's an everlasting role, people. And I'm trying to pull young men out the fire, young women right now. I'm trying to pull them out and teach them life and teach them knowledge and wisdom of life and understanding and how to use their mind. How to use their mind, how to think, how to solve problems and situations. Have critical thinking. This is what I want to train young men and women right now, how to have critical thinking, how to operate with sense and reality, understanding, and be strong and courageous and unmovable and unfearful and loving the God of Israel. How to connect with that God, the real God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How to connect with that God so that God can connect with you and give you everything that pertains to his life and what he wanted to be. Not the Joneses and the things in the world that was created by man and set up by man to destroy a society and a society and generations of people through programming and mind control. Everybody been programmed. Everybody have mind control on them. A lot of mind control. A lot of it. What is mind control? What is it? Mind control is something that's controlling your mind and you don't have your own thought, you don't have your own feelings, you don't have your own desire, you don't have your own sense, you don't have your own knowledge. The way you've been taught, the way you've been raised, the way that you was brought up is controlling your whole life. That's the mind control. It's everybody in this world is under that. Everybody. So no, your mom and your daddy don't deserve no honor, young people.
No, they don't deserve no honor. But they can send you to school and put some Jordans on your feet and give you an Xbox 360 and put you on some Levi's and a True Religion and a white tee. No, they don't deserve no honor.
Because they can send you to the best college and school. No, they don't deserve no honor. Look what it say right here in Ephesians 6, verse 3. That it may go well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. That it may go well with thee. That it may go well with the young people, that they may live long on the earth. Long. The God of Israel is taking a lot of young people out of here today because they don't got no mom and daddy to teach them nothing. This stuff been going on for generations. The programming of the mind, the brain control, the mind control. And the God of Israel just pulling out a lot of young people, a lot of babies, children, young men, young women, pulling them out. Because they ain't got nobody going to teach them nothing and show them nothing. Mm-mm. Nobody. Why? Because you people are so selfish. You're so puffed up and full of your own ass shit. You're full of your own shit up in your ass. And you don't give a damn about nobody but yourselves. All of y'all people. No. No. It's all about you. It's all about me. I ain't thinking about young people. I ain't thinking about the boy down the street and the girl around the corner. And the... No. It's all about my own ass. And what I got to do, and how I feel, and what I see, and what I think. Guess what? You will pay. You will pay a great price when you leave this earth for the way you have, especially you men. You men that's supposed to be teaching the children, teaching the young men how to be men. We ain't got no young men. They don't know how to be no man. Because you're not no man. You don't even know how to be one. But guess what? The God of Israel can teach you how to be a man if you get a hold to him. But you're too puffed up and good to get a hold to him. So you just continue the way you've been trained and programmed, and you think you are a man. You're not a man. A man will train young men and young women. Excuse me, could you come and get my, I would like another tea. Excuse me, people. So I'm about to leave now, okay? Talks for Kids Radio Channel. I am your host, Elisha Buff. So it says here that the children will live long on the earth, but they don't have nobody to honor. They don't have no mom and daddy to honor. The mom and daddy don't deserve no honor. They don't deserve no honor. So they're just going wild. The children just running wild and doing all kind of things. Lesbians, they turning into homosexuals and gays and lesbians. They're doing drugs at 5 years old. Like I did, I ran wild at 6 years old. Smoking weed, drugs, everything at 6 or 7 years old, running wild. That's what the kids doing today, running wild. But they ain't got no mom and no daddy to do nothing for them and show them nothing. And you fathers, verse 4, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of a higher. Provoke not your children to wrath. That's why a lot of young people,
killing their moms and their dads and all of that because you have provoked your child. I mean, there's no excuse for a child to take their mom and their dad in life. There's no excuse for that. But you have provoked your child to wrath. You provoked them. You provoked them to hurt you. You have provoked them to do something to do. You provoked them to be angry with you. You provoked them not to obey and listen to you. You provoked them. How are they going to listen to somebody try to tell them about their life and what they need to do and how they need to do it when they looking at your life and you ain't got nowhere? So how are you going to tell your child, oh, you need to do this and go here and do that and be, and when they looking at you, you don't do nothing but hang up in the bars and the clubs and drinking, walking down the on the strip, you're a stripper, going up and down the pole and all of that and smoking weed and getting high. How are you going to tell your child something when they looking at your life and your life is nothing? You can't tell them nothing. My mama couldn't tell me nothing, or my daddy. How are you going to tell me what I'm going to be and how I need to do in life when I'm looking at my mama's life when she was nothing but a drunk? Nothing but a drunk and laid up with all kind of men just to get a little bit of food in her house. How are you going to tell me? You can't tell me nothing. I'm looking at your life. Your life is an open book for your child. You ain't did nothing. You ain't accomplished anything that the child can look and consider as great. So you can't tell the child nothing. The child ain't going to listen to you. So you don't provoke the child to anger and wrath. And the Bible says you shouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't listen to my mama because my mama kept taking me places where people could molest me and rape me. Well, I'm going to listen to her. You keep taking me where people, and I'm telling you, I'm steady telling you, mama, don't take me over that babysitter house. That babysitter house, she raping me. She molesting me. She feeling on me. But you still taking me there. So what I'm going to listen to her for in life? She don't give a damn about me. She didn't care nothing about how I was feeling, who was hurting me, who was doing something wrong to me. She didn't care. Yeah, she bought me little white shoes and little dresses and stuff when she could get hold of the money or whatever. See, you parents think when you buy your kids material things that that's going to make them love you. That's going to make them accept you. That's going to make them feel good about you. No. When you buy them Xboxes and Joys and Louis Vuittons and cell phones and iPhones and all that stuff you buy them, they just like what you bought them. It ain't going to make them feel no way about you. It ain't going to make them feel no way about you. The only thing can make a child feel good about their parents is when the child can look at the parent life or the parent's life and see their life of demonstration, love, joy, peace, support, guidance, direction, communication. You got to communicate with your children. When they see that coming from the parents, that's what makes the child feel good and loved, happy to listen to you and accept what you say. Just you buying them some Jordans and Xbox, that ain't going to do nothing for them. You really just conditioning the child and programming the child to go out when he get when he get 15 and 20 years old, you ain't going to be able to buy the Jordans because you done lost your job or whatever. Then you just going to provoke him to go out and try to get some money, sell some drugs, go rob somebody, hurt somebody to get them Jordans. and them video games and them iPhones and them designer clothes you buying them, Gucci and Gucci. You ain't got no money. You take your EBT card and your welfare check and go out and buy him a Gucci shirt for $300 or $400. You ain't got no money. So you are destroying the child. You destroy his mind. You destroy his ability. You destroy everything about the child with the Joneses. Everybody been destroyed with the Joneses. Everybody. Everybody have been destroyed with the Joneses. So with that, people, with that, I'm about to leave now. With that, this is, see, you're supposed to, don't provoke them to wrath, but bring them up in the nurturing, in the animation of a higher. You got to nurture the child. You got to nurture the children. Nurture. Nurture means support. Nurture means love. Nurture means strengthen. Nurture means guidance. Nurture means protection. Nurture means showing them the ability to be have strength to be men and women. Nurture, nurture. It's like a plant. When you plant a seed in the ground of corn, you gotta nurture it. Nurture the corn so the corn can grow up so big and beautiful and be very wonderful. You gotta nurture the child. That's your job as parents, to nurture the children. Not by Xboxes. Not by Jordans and all that stuff, the Joneses. Nurture. And this is what you haven't done. So the children now, they don't wanna live. They don't wanna listen to you. They don't wanna be around you. They don't wanna obey you. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. They don't want to talk to you. Why? Because when they was children, you didn't nurture them. You didn't do your job as moms and dads. Now they hate you. They hate you. They hate you. You can't tell them nothing. You can't say nothing to them. You had your chance when they was growing up as little men, little boys and little girls. You had a chance. But now that they teenagers and they don't want to hear nothing you got to say. So the only thing you can do, parent, is to help a teenager now, 15, 16, 18 years old, 20 years old, sit them down, talk to them about what happened in their life as children living in your household. What it is. What it is that they're not happy about. What it is that they, their childhood, you know, why they acted the way they acted. What's going on? You got to sit the young man and the one young woman down and begin to talk to them with an open mind and an open, and don't judge them. Let them speak. Let them say whatever they want to say. And you just listen. And you tell them what you want to say and the wrongs and the things. You got to communicate. It's about communication to break the barriers. That's how black folks got a hard thing doing, is communicating with each other. When had your mama ever sit you down and talk to you? Hey, so they'll sit you down and talk to you about school and education, and that's it. But I'm going to leave now, people. I'm going to leave now. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. You have been listening to. I will be back next week. Hopefully, I have. You know, the problem is that my internet has been giving me so much problem. That's why I haven't been on. But now I have figured out how to do it. And, you know, because today I didn't lose the signal or nothing. So now I know. I think I will be here Tuesday. I will start being here every Tuesday like I wanted to normally be. So I will get with you people later. This is Talk with Kids Radio Channel. This is Elisheba, and I will talk to you parents later. I will talk to you parents later. Have a good day, young people.
God of Israel be with you.